of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, how are you?
Well, I'm fantastic.
You are?
Yeah, what do you ask like that?
I'm just good. I got some things I got to take care of. I got some cat stuff to take care of. I got to take the shots.
No, you don't just have me. Cat stuff.
I got cat issues, man.
You still have cat issues?
I thought both the cats were gone. Now there's one cat there. One cat didn't leave. I don't know.
Oh, the cat was never retrieved.
But one was never procured, I guess. Is that?
I guess we just assumed. When
well,
you
I
said
did too.
That...
I didn't know.
Oh, my but goodness.
I'm on it, and I'm here. Just let me take care of this cat issue.
I see you're a little flustered.
I got smokes, I got drinks, I got a Red Bull. We're good.
Okay, all right. Settle down. We got this, right, Snow Cone? We're good? Everything's good? We're on time? Okay.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Now you're good?
I'm good. I'm all set.
Why don't you just adopt this cat that's still in your house?
I would, but it won't come inside.
Well, I mean, at some point, it's got to,
right? I promise you, you've never seen cats like this. I don't even understand.
I don't either, but...
Well, I guess I do. They're just running from their mother like I did. I'm not going in there.
So she couldn't
get
the
cat. Same feeling I got when I came home driving my car. I'm like, the car's here. I just keep driving. I guess that's how they feel about me.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. I would go upstairs, but I see that guy there in his underwear watching sports again.
Well, you know, they were raised by her, so...
They took sides.
Exactly. And it's not even taking sides. It's what they know.
No, you're right.
And I think
they weren't my cat.
Right. Any cat psychologist would tell you, don't try and get them to change their opinion overnight. You can't do it. It's just too difficult. They spent too much time with her. So it looks like it's just not going to happen. So is she coming for the cat? Like, is she going to get the cat?
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, that's good. It gives you guys a reason to hang out again. I mean, it's nice. Yeah, you know, you have something. Because if you don't have a game, you know, sometimes you have games you can look forward to.
Yeah,
on the weekend,
sure, of course.
You can secretly look forward to that. But if you don't have anything during the week, and are sports kind of on break right now?
Yeah, Chacho's got his last football game Monday. And that is for the championship, and that's it.
Oh, that's right. That's just this.
And then
they'll
just start, like, you know, they'll both do, like, winter workouts for baseball.
Yeah.
But no games or anything, so they'll just do practices.
Your oldest is just playing baseball.
Yeah, now it's just practice and then some college camps. I think he's going to a college camp this weekend at Mo West.
Oh.
Yeah, huh?
I've heard that's a very good school.
I think that's it. That's where you went.
Uh-huh.
He was going to skip it.
Skip what?
The Mo West camp. He was like, I don't really want to go to Mo West. I was like, hey, Uncle Slim went there.
Why?
I'm like, he's a Griffin. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll go.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he want to skip it? What does he know about it?
I don't think he...
When I was his age, they have the administrators come into the classroom saying, are you guys ready for college? You know, make sure you're getting ready.
I think in his mind, I know like a lot of him he'll go. So it's not the school.
Yeah.
But a lot of him he'll go... I just think he's a nice kid. A lot of him he'll go to in Kansas. Because he knows...
It's cheaper.
Like, right. And the out-of-state to go to Mo West, I'd rather just go to... If being all equal, I'll save you the money.
Yeah. I always thought it was weird. I had a friend that I went to school with up there, and we worked together at Applebee's. And he was from Kansas. And I was like, well, I don't understand. But he was from some small town, you know, like directly west of St. Joe. And... I was like, why? I don't understand. Do you have to pay out of state? And he goes, yeah, it's out of state, but, you know. I've told you about him before. They called him, Goody, and he talked like Matthew McConaughey.
I like
I never really understood that. It's nothing against Mo West. The reason I went to Mo West was because, well, one, I could get in, and two, because it was, like, affordable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I didn't want
to
go into mountains of debt.
There's nothing against the college. You've seen the campus. I just think he's like, well, all things being equal, if I could save you $13,000 and go to the equivalent in Kansas.
Right,
go
that's
there.
What I'm saying.
Which also, I'm like, yeah. But if you get two and they're the equivalent, unless this is special, then...
Yeah, no, I totally get that.
Right.
It seems if one of the biggest appeals is the cost, then why go out of state?
Right, and a lot of them do offer, like, for border states, and so there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but, you know, I don't know.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Some of them do, but a lot of times it's got to be like, and Poncho said that, too, a lot of colleges offer cheaper out of state for border states, but a lot of times, like, if you look it up, and just because I've looked it up for him, it's got to be in certain degrees.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to study this, or this, then you can go to, and you live in, you know, Johnson County, you can go to Mizzou.
Okay.
For in-state tuition, but it's got to be in one of these five fields or something. There's some sort of reciprocal tuition.
Interesting.
So I don't think you can just go for, like, you know, whatever he wants to go for, communications, theater.
Well, I know, like, when they get ready to go to college, one of the things they got to do is get their parents all that tax up together. And I was talking to somebody, it must be my brother, talking about, you know, kids going to college. And I was like, God, if my kid, when my kid becomes a senior, I could absolutely see myself trying to push them into trade school or something else. If they're like, hey, I just need copies of all of your tax returns. I don't know what they actually need to get financial aid. But I do know that when I got financial aid, my dad co-signed. And I know he had to give them something. For my dad, it was no problem. But if it was me and they're like,
oh,
yeah,
I've thought about that.
Well,
I'll get them the track stuff. But if they're like, you know, we need your credit score, I'm like, well, he's on his own.
He's
on his
own. Forget about it. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't know how those...
I think I can just take it out of my 401k and pay in advance.
Is that like
I asked my 401k guy. Yeah, it was like for if you're going to buy a house, I don't know, work on your house or pay for college. I'm like, well, good. Then it's in there.
Well,
so whatever.
He has to get some sort of athletic scholarship.
He has to.
I think we looked at this, I don't know, however many months ago. It was sometime this summer. Looking at what I thought were affordable schools and just looking at what tuition is for a year, just for 1 year, you know, two semesters.
Right.
And I was schocked.
Oh, it's shocking.
For
the
cheap
price
schools.
Is unbelievable.
For the cheap schools. So that's not like something where, certainly isn't something just because you're going to a cheap school where he could work at a restaurant and pay his credit hours.
No.
If he worked all the time, he might be able to take a couple credit hours
part
a semester.
Of me is also like, hey, we're getting there. Feels to me like the gay marriage thing. Like, we're getting to those loans just being like, all right, you're good.
For the people that already have them?
Yeah, we're there. I feel like if you take one, like, now, no way you got to pay that in 8 years. There's just no way.
Yeah,
like, we're
going to
be past that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way.
They got to do something.
They're going to. I mean, college is too expensive. It's a scam.
It's so ridiculous.
And with the unemployment rate, and you can be left or right, like, we can all look at it and be like, look, I understand the benefits of college. In a humanistic way. I also understand the benefits of having an educated population.
Yeah.
That's not lost on me. But I also understand $120,000 for a communications degree on the low end is lunacy.
It makes
it's
no
lunacy.
Sense.
You can't make it back.
No.
Like, that's it. So what's my... There is no ROI anymore. At least before you're like, hey, go get this degree, you'll get a good job. Now it's like, well, go get this degree and what?
Well, you could get a good job and you could have payments that, even if you were paying on the damn thing for 30 years, they might be $50 a month payments. Now you're talking about mortgage payments for student loans. That's insane.
Right.
And like you said, for a communications degree. And even if you're not paying that much, you can pay a lot of money to go to a cheap school.
Right.
I mean,
a cheap school is really a state school or like a, you know, so the cheaper school would be KU.
Yeah.
And you're still talking about, you know,
tens and
grand,
tens of thousands. Oh, know? I thought it was more than that. I guess it depends on what kind of scholarship.
$12,000-$15,000. You know,
oh, a year, you mean?
No, yeah.
Okay, yeah, a year, exactly. Yeah, because some of those things I looked at.
You're still talking. You know, by the end of it, you add it all up, food, and you know, they add on room and board
that's
and books
what
and
I
everything else. You're looking at. You know, $100,000.
Yeah, why do you have to get that stuff? I mean,
what? Yeah, I don't know why you have to live on campus.
And you have to get a
plan?
Right, but what's their reasoning? Do they give one?
I think, you know,
I don't know anything about college.
You have to
We want these kids to be successful.
Right, yeah.
This is their best bet at being successful, so you need to live on campus at least the first year or whatever it is. That's what most of my money went to.
I mean, I would want my kids to live on campus.
No, but making it a rule. The fact that they said you can't live in an apartment off campus.
Like a kid who can't afford it, why can't I just live with my mom? My mom lives in Lawrence.
Right.
Why can't I just live there and take classes at your school? They don't let you.
But they do, right? You just can't go. I don't know how it works. I don't know. It's all very confusing to me. When I look at the prices, people say no, but that's not actually
that's
what
I'm counting on our Twitch, if you want to. Twitch.tv/Church of Lazlo, Counselor Paige. That's what she does for a living. She said she would help him. So.
Yeah, it would be good.
I just need someone to
have a person.
Someone smart that you trust that you're like, okay. You know, because I think as counselors at high school are probably fine, but I mean, I'm in the business of kickbacks.
Right.
I'm like, how do I know that you even like him?
Yeah.
How do I know you know what I mean? I don't know if you're like, well, you know, how about this? If I was a university, I would go to a school like Shawnee Mission South or Shawnee Mission East or any of them or Lee Summit North or whatever and be like, hey, you get, 20 kids a year here to play full tuition. I'll kick you back a scoreboard for your football field. Why wouldn't I do that?
Right.
And I'm not saying it does happen, but I'm the kind of guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm the kind of guy that we know people were taking pictures of their kids and putting them in rowboats and saying, you know, so why? I got to think it happens on the back end of that, too.
Absolutely.
So I just want someone, and Counselor Page seems very nice, just be like, hey, I'm not saying it does happen, but just someone who's like, okay, look out for them. Is this a good school? Is it too much money? What is it, right? Because I don't know. The other thing is, like, I don't know what a good school is. Well, it's a good school.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
I mean, once you get out of KU, K-State, MU, you know, Nebraska, anything like that, other than that, I'm like, I don't know. It could be a wonderful school.
Yeah, these small schools.
But like, oh, it's a cool art school and you know, Emporia. I'm like, I went to Emporia State. Look cool. Like, yeah. I was like, man, I could live here. Cool little college town. Like, all right. But I have no idea.
If someone says that's a crappy school, or they say, well, that's way too hard for
your kid. That's not even accredited, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's $100,000. Your degree doesn't count. Like, right. I mean, I taught at a school that kids paid to go to. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. I would not say that I'm qualified to do that.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Hey, call Dick Ray. I see their trucks in my neighborhood all the time now.
I know. Well,
ever
the thing
since
is,
that guy helped you out or whatever.
Yeah, they fixed my AC this summer. And then there's
I don't really understand the teddy bear in a space suit, Dick Ray, but
oh, I thought it was a squirrel.
Well, maybe it is. It looked like a bear to me in a space suit.
Maybe it is a bear.
And there's like a bear in a space
it's
suit.
It's a space
Dick Ray. And I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly. I mean, I know what they do because
because
you told me.
Yeah.
But if not, I'd be like, that lady sent her dog to space. Sweet.
I thought it was a squirrel going to space.
There's
not
two of them in my neighborhood. Like, these people are all sending their dogs to space camp.
Well, they fixed my AC, which was amazing because that had been broken for like a year. And then they told me, one of the guys who works, a super nice guy, and he was texting me like, hey, you know, while we're not busy, you should get your other stuff looked at. Like, before it gets cold, you should make sure your boiler is good. And I was like, oh, the boiler was brand new in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
No problems with that. It's good. And he would check in. He's like, hey, got some time. Just want to make sure.
He was right about the boiler.
And then last night I go to turn on my heat, and I was like, boy, it's not warming up in here. I have a heat pump, so thanks to them. I have a heat pump, so that's fine. But it's like everything was new in 2009.
Every year I start, like, last night it got cold. And it wasn't cold enough for me to turn on the heater.
Oh, our house got down to, it was down to 65, and I was like, okay, it's not working.
That's what I keep the AC at.
Oh, wow.
So it's just kind of normal. I keep it like 65, 67 at
night.
Jeez. So it's just kind of,
well, at night I might be able to handle it, but this was like, you know.
Well, during the day in my house, I turn it off.
Yeah.
So even in the summer, I just open up the windows and turn on the attic fan.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Nobody's there, that's fine. And then when we get home, I turn it down, and then by the time you go to bed, it's cold, which is perfect.
Yeah. It dropped last night pretty fast. Like, it was the first night where I was like, oh, crap, it's getting cold.
Well, I did turn it on. Like, I went downstairs. I was like, oh, man, it's cold, like, 3 in the morning. So I turned it on. And every time you turn it on the first time, you're like, let me hear that. Let me hear
that's
it.
That's what I was listening for.
Let me hear
the
it.
The click is
and I just stood by the thermostat staring at it and also went, click, And I was like,
yeah, you're trying to hear that flame get
another
going?
Another year, boys.
Because you had problems with yours not that long ago, right? Wasn't there some issue with it?
Yeah, and our buddy Dan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
talked
right.
me through it on the phone.
And you were able to fix it.
It wasn't
with
working
his help.
At all. He's like, take this electrical thing off. I'm things. Like, no, dude.
Yeah, I forgot all
and
about
like,
that.
And he's like, pull that tube off. Now blow through it.
I'm yeah.
like,
and it worked.
I blow through it, and he's like, now plug it back in and start it. He's like, good. I just saved you like a couple $1,000. I was like, holy
crap. That's awesome, but it's also the kind of thing where you don't necessarily feel all that confident it's going to work when you go to turn it on the first time for the winter.
Right, yeah, but
it's like, well, last year it was held together with bubblegum. So, yeah, I got to call them and get it figured out. But anyway, what are we doing? Oh, we're getting ready to do the news.
Oh, yeah,
so
we'll do that.
We'll do the news coming up next.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.